Good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Today we're joined by two members of the Morehead Theater Guild, Chris Lynham and Drew Henderson, talking about an upcoming production called Uh-Oh, Here Comes Christmas. And if you're like me, that's the way you feel every year, because it's about December 23rd and you realize you haven't bought anything for anybody. And I also send cards out to Amazon after Christmas to thank them for being around, because they usually save my rear end from a lot of embarrassment. Well, welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having us.
And I am completely unaware of what this is all about outside of it's about Christmas. But generally, when you come over and talk about productions you do, I'm relatively familiar with that particular presentation, mm-hmm. or that story or whatever, but this one I have no knowledge about.
Well, if you're familiar with the writings of Robert Fulghum, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, then you're going to be familiar mm-hmm. with the style of this show, because that's what it is. It's based on his essays that he's written on the holidays. So it's Robert Fulghum. It's a lot of humor. It's a lot of fun. There's some poignant moments in there. It's storytelling, basically. We're telling stories. And to me, we're telling our stories, because I think anybody coming to see the show is going to see something of themselves, a family member or a neighbor.
That kind of scares me.
Well,
everybody can relate to something in at least one of these
so
pieces.
It sounds like, is it a number of short vignettes?
It is. It's not. It's not one plot, you know, line. It's not one story. It's a collection of stories. So there are little monologues, vignettes with, you know, small groups of people, and it's the Christmas pageant at church. It's a family dinner. Yeah, it's a holiday dinner. It's one person's musing on the commercialism of Christmas. It's a lot of different things. So there's a lot of variety there. There's some music. It's not a full book musical, but we have some original songs, and we have some Christmas music throughout. So I think even though it's a little early in November, we're not quite to the holiday season in my mind. Although they've been selling Christmas decorations since way before Labor Day, I think this will help get folks in the spirit.
Well, I'll ask you this before we go any farther. It will be at the Rowland County Arts Center, but what days and what times?
We will open a week. We'll open November 10th, and it's for two weekends. It'll be the 10th, 11th, 12th, and then the 17th, 18th, and 19th. At the Rowland County Arts Center, which is kind of our home.
Mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday at 7:30, or Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and Sundays at 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got the matinee as usual on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's a good venue for you guys, I think, that it seems to work out very well for just about almost everything that you've been doing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it works really well for this kind of a performance because of the style it is, because it is kind of a storytelling style, and that's a really good venue for this.
It's a very intimate space, and you can feel like you're a part of it. So, and at the end of the show, you will be a part of it.
Yeah. Whether
okay,
you want to be or not.
I don't want to ask any more about that. I don't want to give it away, because if they know, they won't show up.
Right.
How is this particular production chosen?
Well, we have a play selection committee, mm-hmm. and we share, you know, if we find a script we like, we share it with each other, and they take a look. We take a look at the overall season, and we say, okay, we know we really want to do this particular production. What's going to go along with that, or how's that going to work together? And you kind of look at your top choices to see what's going to make up the most balanced season. But I had originally submitted a different show, but it was not going to really work out with the season. It was going to make the season really dark and heavy.
After Fuhrer's Mistress and Tuesdays with Morrie.
Yeah. And I wanted to do Assassins, which is a Stephen Sondheim musical. And it's, you know, it's funny, but it's also pretty serious. And they thought that was going to be too much for one season, especially with the Fuhrer's Mistress. Mm-hmm. So they said, will you direct something else? And Diana Reeder kind of had in mind maybe a Christmas play if we could find one. And I remembered this production, which I was involved in another production of this some time ago with a repertory company. So, and I thought, oh, let's do that. So I gave them the script, and they liked it, and we put it into the season.
So your familiarity with this particular production and the script,
mm-hmm.
that's one reason why you liked it, but did that make it easier for you then to direct in many ways?
It did. It did because, you know, when you've had some experience with the show, especially if you've done a show, then you're a little more familiar with the subtext, with what's going on, with the kind of feel you think you want to have. But even though I've done it before, this show is nothing like the show we did before because you've got a different group of actors. You know, you've got different designers working on it. So you've got a different team lending their own bits of themselves.
I would think also, too, that you know how it was done the last time. And you said, boy, you know, I would think if it were me, I'd say, boy, you know, I liked how we did it the last time, but this is what I would do differently if I was going to do it. And now I have a chance to do it, so I'm going to do that.
Well, I think as a director, and Drew's a director as well, he might agree or might disagree with me. But I think, you know, you bring the bones of what you're looking for, your vision, to the show. And then the people that join you in collaborating on that, they're the ones who really bring the life to it because they add all the color.
Do you have to adjust that a little bit because
of
the people you have?
Yeah, you do. You don't know who's going to show up for auditions, and I'm blessed with a fabulous cast. And when those people show up and they have all of these other ideas and energies and you know that they can bring to the table, that sometimes that changes things a little.
So you said a fabulous cast, but you brought Drew.
Oh, well.
I was available.
Yeah.
Drew, well, let me ask you about your role in this, Drew, obviously with a lot of different vignettes in this. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you get to play many different roles?
Yeah. I think I'm in about six and some larger pieces and then some smaller pieces. And it varies a lot. Some of them are more humorous. Some of them are more poignant pieces. So it's been fun because it's given me the opportunity to kind of stretch a little. I'm kind of more comfortable with doing the comedy stuff like in when I did the character on Golden Pond. But the dramatic pieces in this have really allowed me to kind of learn and stretch a little bit. So it's been a good experience.
I would think that would be almost like a roller coaster ride in some ways.
Yeah, it can be. And trying to find out is like, okay, my initial instinct is to, where's the humor in this? And sometimes it's not there. It's you got to look for the poignant pieces. But I've also learned through this, pay attention to the text. Mm-hmm. And let it kind of guide what you do and let come out what's naturally written in there. Because obviously he knows how to write stuff really well.
So there's no real freelancing in what you're doing here. I know that in some cases you can get into a play of some kind and it allows you maybe to take certain liberties while you're out there. But you're saying you're trying to stay pretty strict with yourself in terms of remaining true to what was written.
Yeah. I mean, there's always, especially in the comedy pieces, there's always that inclination to kind of want to pull a Tim Conway and really try and crack everybody up. But if you stay within these stories, it's just naturally funny or naturally heartwarming. And if you go with that, it really, really works well.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, though, that it's been fun for you.
Oh, absolutely. This has been a blast to work with. As Chris said, it's a great bunch of people. We're having a lot of fun together, and Chris is a great director. So it's been one of the more enjoyable productions I've worked on.
Oh.
It's been heartwarming for Chris just sitting next to you hearing how great she is.
I don't hear that very often.
She laughed, she cried, she loved the front page.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's kind of a neat thing. I mean, this is something different from anything else that I'm aware of that's been done by the Moorhead Theater Guild. As we've talked about, generally in the past, it's always been a certain story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. This one is just different things. It's almost like reading a book full of short stories.
It is. Yeah. And if you've ever read any of Robert Fulghum's books, that's what they are, basically. Yeah. I mean, it might be his musings on a particular situation, but he pulls from his own experiences on life, like any writer, good writer does. But yeah, it is. I don't know of anything that's been exactly, except maybe for, you know, like the Bloody Round productions or, you know, some of the back in time stuff, the back in time stories that J.D. Reeder rights. But yeah, I think it's not in the usual vein of what you expect to see when you come to see a play. So but I think that's one of the good things about it, you know.
Yeah, there is the theme of Christmas time throughout all of them. But instead of trying to force all these into a plot, it's like, let's take these individual things that so many of us have experienced during the holiday with family or friends or just situations, and let them each individually be their own thing, do it, and then move on to the next thing.
I think you're going to reach more people that way. They're going to connect more that way because they're going to have so many opportunities to connect. I don't think it's...
Yeah.
The one thing about Christmas, everyone loves Christmas. It's just a fun time. You think of it as a fun time, but at the same time, there's also a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to find the right gifts for people. Mm-hmm. You've got, all the stuff going on at the office.
Right.
You're speeding, it seems like, from one thing to the next. It's pretty turbulent, and nerves get frayed. And I mean,
well, it's funny because everything you just said is like, okay, that's talked about in this piece. That's talked about in this piece.
Okay,
that's talked about in this piece.
Well, again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier with you, a range of emotions. That's Christmas time. You go through every single type of emotion I think that's possible during Christmas time, and it culminates with really the joy of Christmas Day itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think I know I don't think I'm alone in this anymore, and for a while I thought I was. I become so disillusioned and a little jaded about the whole holiday season because it seems to begin earlier and earlier every year. You know, we don't have time to get through summer before they're already talking about Christmas. And to me, that's just rushing life. You know, that's wishing time away and the push, push, push. And there are times when I'm just like, I can't listen to any more Christmas music. I don't want to see any more decorations out anywhere because, you know, it's Labor Day. They're already, we don't even get to Thanksgiving. We don't even get to Halloween anymore. In fact, the day after Halloween, someone had already fully, and I mean fully, decorated their house for Christmas. The day after Halloween. So that, for me, I get a little bit of the Scrooge. I get a little bit of the Bah Humbugs.
Yeah.
And then the closer we get and the more time I spend with family and friends and, experience the things that I hope people will experience watching this show, I feel the spirit again.
Well, it's such a climb to get to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You start that at the bottom, say, of a ski jump, and you march all the way up this thing, and you have all this anticipation leading into Christmas. And you hit Christmas, and there's this exhilaration that it's here. And then there's the absolute devastation the day after Christmas. It's gone, that emotional letdown. I mean, you're handing out medication to people because of the depression that's just nationwide because Christmas is now over. For some people, I know it's a relief because they have to do so much to prepare for family gatherings and things. But, I mean, again, it goes back to that range of emotions. Mm-hmm. You climb this giant high, and all of a sudden you just fall off, and it's like,
right.
Well, is it really? It's over? I mean, after all, it's over. It can't be over.
And then you start a new year, and the weather gets really bad, and it's dark and gloomy for a couple of months. And and then you start it all over again.
Yeah.
Well, tell me who else is in the show.
We have Peggy Breeze and Sandra Norden, Pam Hammonds, of course, Drew.
Of course, Drew.
Yeah.
Well, he's sitting here. Roger Fisher. Mike Dobransky, and an MSU student has joined our cast, Dusty Sawyers. He's also working backstage, and I have an MSU student who is working as my stage manager. So,
and
Sarah Lindsay, who's an MSU faculty member. So, yeah.
So you got quite a few people.
Yeah, there are eight in the cast, and so it helped break up and dole out parts. So no one, no one had a heavy line load.
I wonder, is it difficult, Drew, because you have to learn so many different parts and you're playing different people as opposed to in one show you're one person and you kind of get to know that person and become sort of a second persona in a way. But now you're all these different people who have different takes on life and all this other stuff, and now you're trying to switch from one person to another person to another person. Is that challenging?
It is a little bit, because usually when I get ready to, half hour or so before the show starts, I'll go in and try and get into the character a little bit. Well, it's a little harder to do that because, you know, as you said, you have one skid and you're this person. Now you go to this one and you're somebody completely different. But there's not so much differences between any of them, well, except for one, that it's very difficult to do. But it is a little bit of a challenge to change from one to the next in such a short period of time.
Do you have to maybe take a moment before you go back out there and say, now I'm this guy?
Yeah. And as you know, as you go through rehearsals and get more comfortable with your lines, you start developing character more and more. And so doing exactly what you said, stop and say, okay, now I'm this person and he's got this kind of a personality. But it's also kind of a fun challenge. I think it helps you grow as an actor.
Again, the production is called Uh-Oh, Here Comes Christmas. And it's put on by the Moorhead Theater Guild. Next couple of weekends, starting November 10th, that weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then the following weekend, November 17th, 18th, and 19th. And the evening shows again are what time?
7:30.
And the Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m. Again, that's at the Rowland County Arts Center. We'll go ahead and pause on Front Page. Come back with more in just a moment.
Here comes the windup. There's the pitch. This one is out of the park. Hitting a home run is always great, but what's not great is hitting a utility line. Before you dig, always contact 811. Hitting a utility line is dangerous. It can cause property damage, injuries, and even death. Call before you dig is the law. Before you strike out on that digging job, dial 811 or go to 811now.com.
Again, the Moorhead Theater Guild is putting on Uh-Oh, Here Comes Christmas next weekend. It will be November 10th, 11th, and 12th. Then again, the following weekend after that, the 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Rowland County Arts Center. The Friday and Saturday shows at 7:30, the Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. And, Chris, I forgot to ask you about tickets, obviously. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about that, ticket prices, yes, and where tickets are available.
Tickets are available at the Rowland County Arts Center. You can also call to reserve a seat. You can call 606-783-9857. Ash and the gang at the Arts Center would be happy to take your reservation. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students. And on Friday, November 17th, proceeds from ticket sales for that evening will be donated to the Community Soup Kitchen. So we're hoping to get a good crowd out on that Friday, the 17th, to
obviously
help them out.
A great cause.
Absolutely. And I think it's good timing. Anytime's a good time to help those folks out. But right before they do their big Thanksgiving dinner, I think, or you know, to help with whatever they need, we're happy to do that. We always like to partner with somebody on every show. And for this show, it's the Soup Kitchen. So we'll also be one of the vignettes in the play actually is focused on the Salvation Army and how it impacted a family's life over four generations. Yeah. And it's one of my...
How do all those people who work for the Salvation Army as bell ringers not wind up with carpal tunnel? Because they stand
I'm telling you,
hour after hour after hour after hour, and they do this, and I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're looking for volunteers to begin the bell ringing season, but the one that we have, they've kindly allowed us use of a kettle and stand. And so we'll have that out in the lobby for them. And then, of course, they'll have to go on stage for the scene. So we want to help them if we can
as well.
It's
kind of like meeting one of the actors before the production.
Before the show.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I kind of like that.
A pre-show meet and greet.
But you know, we were talking about you, Drew, in terms of switching characters. And you say you have to kind of put some thought into that and identify who you're going on as next. But then also you're working with all these different people. They're doing the same thing. And then they come across you when they go out
right on
the stage. And then they have to remember, well, Drew's not this guy. Drew's this guy now.
Yeah.
And you have to do the same thing with them. Pam's not this person now. Pam is this person now.
Yeah. And it's – I don't want to say it's challenging, but it is a little different from what you normally expect because – you know, in most plays, it's, okay, Pam is going to act this way throughout the entire play. And that's not true now. So that back and forth, give and take. But as you go through rehearsals, you kind of develop that and work together. And, And as we said before, this has been such a fun group to work with. We have a great time and laugh and kid each other every single rehearsal. So it's been a lot of fun to do.
And again, for people who are unaware, these are volunteers who are taking part in these productions put on by the Morehead Theater Guild. And the preparations for these shows take weeks and weeks to pull off
to
make sure that the show comes off the way that they want to. And that's what I've always really been impressed with is the dedication of all those who are involved with the shows that the Theater Guild puts on.
Well, I think anybody working with the Guild or any other organization where you volunteer, it's because you have a passion for it and you love it, you know. And people will stay if they're feeling like they're doing something not only that they love but help someone in some way, or as long as, you know, you enjoy it. And I think with the Theater Guild, it's such a family atmosphere. And we love it when new people come in.
I was going to say, how do you feel about that? Because it's nice to kind of see new blood get involved with the Guild.
Yeah. And like Sara, this is her first production with us, and just fits right in and having fun and constructive comments back and forth. And it's
she's making her U.S. debut. Yeah. She's a New Zealander.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but she's been here for a while. She's been in the U.S. for a while, but she hasn't done a show in a while. And when she came to auditions, I was, oh, that's awesome, because you know you got someone new, and she's very talented, as are everyone that's in the show. But it's been fun to bring in someone new, and I like seeing new talent come in. Because that helps keep us going.
I was going to say, it's the only way the Guild can continue on, because there have been a lot of great people over many years that have been involved with the Morehead Theater Guild. And some of them have gone on and they've moved. They've decided to do other things with their time. But you need that new group of people to start to come in, filter in, whether it's one or two at a time or whatever, to move this forward. But again, the same as I said earlier, the quality of the productions continues to impress me no matter who's involved.
Yeah. I think we're very lucky in that, and I think it has a lot to do with the atmosphere and the environment, when you're walking into an organization and they welcome you in such a way and make you a part of whatever you want to be a part of.
You guys try to make it fun, though.
Yeah,
and you want people to come in and enjoy it. I mean, there's stressful times throughout it, obviously. But at the end of the day, you want people to have enjoyed the experience so they'll come back and do it again. But I also think that there's a common thread throughout that everybody involved with these wants to do the best that they can, make it as professional as possible, so that people come in and go, wow, that was really well done, and that was a great show. I need to come back and see more.
Mm-hmm. Or I need to be a member and have season tickets.
Yeah.
Both my daughters have been involved in the past with the shows put on by the Guild, and they always say the same thing. It's kind of like what we talked about earlier when we were discussing Christmas Comes and Christmas Goes, and the day after Christmas, everyone has this letdown. Yeah. But when the show, after all the work that you put into it, you do the final show on that Sunday, it's kind of like, really? Is it over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they have that, oh.
Well, and used to, we only did shows one weekend. And so you build up, do one weekend. It's like, okay, time to tear everything down. So at least now doing it over two weekends, there's kind of a little bit of a week of rest. And it's, well, I just finished building that 3 days ago, and now we're tearing it down. At least it lasts for a little bit longer before we take everything apart.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Now you guys are doing what I call double headers, which I'm always impressed with that too. Is the second week easier or harder?
I usually find them a little easier because you've been through it. You have time to kind of rest and recover a little bit. You do a brush up rehearsal to make sure that you're still in the right place. But I usually find that I find that second weekend a little bit easier because you've gotten a little bit of rest, that constant build up to, okay, now we're there, and now you've been through it and everything's okay.
I agree, but then there's always the rush of opening night, the first audience coming in, and there's really nothing like that either.
That's
true. The first time you're going to get real audience feedback and not the person who's been watching rehearsals for 6 weeks. And loves what you're doing and knows and thinks it's funny. But to have a group of other people come in who've not seen it yet, and they agree. You know, they give you that feedback, whether they laugh at a joke or, you know, you can hear the comments because our audience, which we love, they're pretty vocal and they will make a comment. So there's nothing like opening night either.
Again, the Moorhead Theater Guild is putting on Uh-Oh, Here Comes Christmas, starting next weekend, November 10th, 11th, and 12th, and then again on 17th, 18th, and 19th. Those are Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. On Fridays and Saturdays, evening shows at 7:30. On the Sundays, it will be at 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $10 for adults, $5 for students. And again, where can they get tickets, Chris?
At the Round County Arts Center or rcartcenter@gmail.com, 606-783-9857.
Thanks to both of you for joining me.
Thank you, Chuck.
Again, Chris Lineham and Drew Henderson from the Moorhead Theater Guild with me today. I'm Chuck Moraz, host of Front Page. See you next time.